Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking a question today that I believe is very pertinent in illustrating where we are in our nation. And that question is, should Christians and conservatives just give up? Now, you may think that that's pacifism, and it is. You may feel that somehow, some way, that is not what we ought to do, and I agree with you. Some might think, well, as recently I had one to ask, well, why are you trying to frighten people? God's in control. God's going to handle it. We don't need to worry about it. We don't need to do anything. And that's simply not the case, ladies and gentlemen. God created human beings with a mind, will, and emotion, volitional choice, and God created us with an understanding of what is right and what is wrong biblically, and we need to obey God and not government. That means we take a stand against things that's going to destroy us as a nation, as a people, as a society. You go to the scripture and you find Daniel, you find Paul, you find Peter, you find multitudes of other biblical characters, as we like to call them, that took a stand for truth, took a stand for God and godliness. But ladies and gentlemen, in the mix of this, just before the top of the hour news break, we're talking about the fact that about 800,000 in the military have said no to the COVID jab. About 50% of the New York City Police Department said no. And across America, hospitals are operating at a critical level. Some have closed the maternity wards. Some have closed the emergency rooms. Some hospitals have had to close down completely because of not having enough doctors and nurses to man the stations, if you will, to handle the general populace coming in with medical needs. Not being able to handle that, they've had to close down. But ladies and gentlemen, so many have been laid off that cities do not have enough police or firemen now to protect the citizens. Right now in New York City alone, there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands demonstrating, blocking bridges, demonstrating in the streets. And as some say, well, I don't think you ought to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a time when civil disobedience, even for a Christian, is morally, ethically, biblically correct. And this is the reason I'm saying we need to not just sit down, be silent, and shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, healthcare workers speak out on why they would rather lose their jobs than take a COVID-19 vaccination. This article reads, despite the COVID-19 vaccine having been promoted as safe and effective by legacy media, many healthcare workers are refusing to take them, and those who openly speak out about their concerns get censored by big tech companies or kicked off their platforms. Some nurses and doctors are refusing vaccination mandates, even if their refusal costs them their jobs. And ladies and gentlemen, let me pause at this point with this article. I believe that it's time every worker make a decision, especially every Christian worker, make a decision that if it's a difference between standing for truth and righteousness and godliness, I'm going to faith God and let God find me another job and provide for me. In fact, in the state of Florida, Governor DeSantis is doing some things that's in that direction, but some rhinos are standing in the way. This article further says, impossible to give fully informed consent. Emily Nixon is a registered nurse who has been working in the healthcare industry for 18 years when her employer, Maine Health, that is the state of Maine, Maine Health, announced that it would make the vaccine mandatory. She quickly organized a group called the Coalition of Healthcare Workers Against Medical Mandates and filed a lawsuit. Thousands of healthcare workers have and will be losing their jobs. The already weak healthcare infrastructure of Maine will not withstand this devastating loss of staff. Lives will be lost. care is already being rationed. We have been experiencing a media blackout in the state of Maine, Nurse Nixon said. Speaking from my point of view, an intelligent, healthy, and empowered health care professional that takes excellent care of herself, it's an insult to expect that I would accept an injection of unknown, this is a nurse speaking, of unknown substances and efficacy and provide unknown substances and efficacy and provide an example of to the great people that I will serve that they too should submit their power over the pharmaceutical companies, convicted felons, in an effort to put a Band-Aid on the gaping wound of reality. This is the statement I want you to hear. It is unconscionable to mandate injections without exemptions, especially when the injection is a brand new medical product still undergoing its first year of study. Breakthrough cases are properly reported on. We know this vaccine is leaky. The safety and effectiveness of this vaccine has not been proven yet. There are other safe and alternative treatments. It is impossible to give fully informed consent without long-term, unbiased data to validate their position. Threatening our jobs is a blatant coercion. Our God-given right to bodily integrity and personal autonomy has been stripped away from us by these mandates, and we will not stand for it, Nurse Nixon said. That should be the position that you take. That's the position that I take. That should be the position that every concerned Christian conservative ought to take today, is simply saying, you're not going to mandate that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in the state of California, they've been mandating now on a county-by-county basis a variety of different executive orders by the health care officials and the governors and mayors. In states like Washington State, the governors have now issued an executive order mandating private businesses to refuse to allow anyone to buy or sell without a COVID pass. You heard me right. There's the mandate today that you cannot buy or sell without a COVID pass in, I believe it's the state of Oregon. Let's see if I can find this. Governor takes over the state's private business mandates, vaccines for all. The governor of Washington State has begun the process that could result in statewide mandates for all workers to accept the experimental COVID-19 shots in order to be able to get a paycheck. Across America already, universities, schools, and hospitals have COVID vaccination mandates, even though an experimental treatment of those actions remain under court challenge in many cases. President Joe Biden also has ordered the vaccinations of federal workers and all military and companies with more than 100 employees. But now Democratic Governor Jay Inslee in Washington State has moved the agenda even further. Under Inslee, the Washington State Department of Labor and Industries has proposed an emergency package of rules addressing the emergency powers given Inslee to respond to COVID-19. Listen carefully. This package, which is an extension of current mandates, grants Inslee, that's the governor, the ability to enforce COVID-19 vaccine mandates on all private businesses in the state of Washington, according to the elected officials. Ladies and gentlemen, the mindset is that now the governor and other governors are promulgating similar legislation or similar mandates. The governors now, the wannabe tyrannical governors, are saying, we're going to control the people. We're going to control whether or not you can open your business. We'll control whether or not you're going to follow our mandate. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, in the state of California, there's a mandate by one of the counties. It's the mandate against any restaurant, all restaurants, all places of business. You walk in, and it's required by the government now there that the owner of the business have someone on duty as a COVID passport police that will examine your papers before you can go in. The restaurant, burger chain called In-N-Out Restaurant, this article says California In-N-Out Restaurant shut down permanently because they refused to check customers' vaccination status. Article states, for refusing to ask patrons the proof of COVID-19 vaccination or a negative test within 3 days of dining, the fast food branch In-N-Out Restaurant was told to close indefinitely on Tuesday, according to the reporter. The Pleasant Hill In-N-Out location received 4 citations in recent weeks and fines totaling $1,750 for the same health order violation. And today the action was they were closing them. Annie Weinster, chief legal and business officer for the In-N-Out chain, said that the store properly and clearly posted signs that outlined the vaccination requirement for indoor diners, but said that the store refused to act as the vaccination police for any government. She said, and I quote, "It's unreasonable, it's invasive, and unsafe to force our restaurant associates to segregate customers into those who have been served and those who will not be served, whether it's and based on documentation they carry or whether any other reason stands up." Ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad that the governor and the leadership in the state of Florida has invited the In-N-Out restaurant chain to come to Florida, to open in Florida. I believe we have a caller on the line. Tom, go over the questions or comments, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you for your broadcast.
Good morning. Thank you for your call.
I've got a question. Would you let a brain surgeon operate on your brain that was elected to the position of brain surgeon?
Elected to the position? Are you intimating in any way, indicating Sir St. Anthony Fauci? An answer to that would be no.
Why is that? He got elected. I mean, you know, the people elected him.
Well,
why would you let him operate?
Number one, Sir Anthony, St. Anthony Fauci, has been in that position for about, I believe it's about 43 years. He's the highest paid federal government worker in the United States of America. He has become almost a dictator in and of himself. What he says, Biden jumps up and is willing to carry out and do. But Anthony Fauci hadn't been in the operating room or in a surgical procedure in a medical position of doing anything for about 40 years now. He's simply a talking head. He has no, in my opinion, no ability to say what he's saying other than the fact he is owned, operated, and controlled fully. He is a puppet for the pharmaceuticals. In fact, it goes back to 1999 with Sir Anthony, St. Anthony Fauci, where he started getting patents on the COVID-19 that's now general public thinks it's just come about in the past 2 years. It's been in the making in the research and the gain of function research since 1999. And Anthony Fauci and his proteges have some 72 or 73 patents on the product and on the vaccine that they have developed over the years, and they're making hundreds of millions of dollars from it. So to answer your question succinctly, no, I wouldn't want him to touch me.
Well, One last question, Dr. Youngblood. How did the population of the United States get so stupid? I've got a word now. I say it takes a special kind of stupid to vote for somebody like Joe Biden. You got to be really a special kind of stupid. But what would you say is the reason? How did we get this way?
Well, number one, the people did not vote for Joe Biden as president. Secondly, we go back to what is happening now in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is about to decertify the 2020 election because they found so much fraud that overthrows the findings of the 2020 election. Joe Biden did not win in Wisconsin. Joe Biden did not win in North Carolina. Joe Biden did not win in Georgia. Joe Biden did not win in Pennsylvania. Joe Biden did not win in Arizona. In fact, in Arizona, they're about ready to decertify the findings. But the sad, sad, sad truth of it is, Brother Tom, Joe Biden did not win, but he's sitting in the Oval Office. And the problem is, and you can search the Constitution, if somebody can find a place where I have missed, let me know. But there's not one thing in the Constitution that allows us to go back and remove him from office once he has been certified. This is the reason there was such a great fallout with Vice President Pence and the populace opinion of him when he refused to certify or should have refused to certify the election. There's no fix to it now. And as a result of that, Vice President Pence was put into the jaws of a vice as to what would happen, the repercussions if he did not certify the election, and he chose to certify it in order to stop there to be, to prevent the promulgation of chaos in America, and that's what would have happened. But we're going to find a greater chaos and a greater rebellion and revolution in America as a result of it being certified and they're finding out that it was a lie. So, number one, we the people did not put Joe Biden in office. The election, the office was stolen. He is a Manchurian candidate. He is a Trojan horse. He is not the real president of America. But here's the thing, and I'll elaborate a little further and touch on that, Tom. Right now, Jill Biden, Joe Biden's wife, is pushing to have Article 25 instituted to put the Harris, what's her name, Kamala Harris, out of office because she is incompetent, according to Joe Biden. I believe that to be true. And if that takes place, then immediately they want to also remove Joe Biden. And as a result of that, you'll have Nancy Pelosi acting president until the U.S. House of Representatives appoint a president. That's the chaos and the declension that we, I believe, can fall into and may well fall into in the future of the United States of America because of the stolen election. So I think that there are some people that did vote for Joe Biden, and those that voted for him were voting on the basis of somebody that's going to give us something. We have declined to a nation where people are not willing to work, do not want to work. The reason business is closing today, you can't hire anybody because the government handout. We're on the very verge of a total socialist, Marxist, communist takeover of the governmental system in the United States of America. And I am passionate about it because I think Christians need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and it needs to come out of pulpits across America. There ought not to be a fear of separation of church and state for pastors, preachers, and Christians to take a stand and speak the truth in love.
Wow. Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. It sounds like that's going to really create a perfect environment for rebellion when it doesn't seem like there's a government.
It's going to be the thing that triggers major, major uprising, in my opinion, in America. And back in 2012, I authored a book, Is It Time for Revolution? Subtitle, Will It Be the Battlefield or the Ballot Box? And it's my prayer still that there'll be the resolution of the ballot box rather than the battlefield. But I don't know that that'll be the case based on what we're seeing and hearing and what's on the horizon for tomorrow. Because when you get to the point in the latter part of this year and the first of next year, we're going to find that you cannot buy groceries because of the cost. If you do have the dollars in your pocket to buy groceries, the shelves are empty. And I use this as an illustration, Tom. Just recently, a case of toilet tissue that I'd historically been ordering online was $26, and now it's $42 for the same case of product. We're finding the same thing being true of every can of canned goods in the grocery store, and many grocery store shelves are empty, and it's because of the distribution. The distribution is because of the Eat It by Joe Biden and the secular humanist communist governor, Newsom, in the state of California. There is a problem, and it's being manufactured by the socialist, Marxist, communist that want to destroy the constitutional republic called America. But Brother Tom, that's all sounds negative. But as Dr. Adrian Rogers said a number of years ago, it's dark, but it's gloriously dark because Jesus Christ can come at any moment. The rapture of the church is on the horizon. But thank you so much for your call, and have a blessed day. And keep looking up.
Thank you. Dr. Youngblood.
Thank you so much, Brother Tom. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. What is your position on the subject that we're talking about today? We're asking the question, should Christians and conservatives just give up? And the answer to that is no, no, no. We ought to keep standing, ought to be heard, and ought to be seen and not give up. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article. Here's an article that says NIH director supports businesses requiring, that's National Institute of Health, supports businesses requiring proof of COVID-19 vaccination. The director of the National Institute of Health had shown support for business to require customers to prove their vaccination status. During an interview Sunday, Dr. Frances Collins claimed that she would encourage the unvaccinated to get vaccine if they wanted to be part of public events and society. And it goes on to talk about how they ought not to be able to do anything without the vaccination. This article says, I think maybe that's what it will take for some of those who've still been a little reluctant to say okay for the vaccine. It's time. The data will support the decision. They're making the right choice for their own safety, but sometimes we have to nudge them, and we have to nudge them is the polite, kind word for force them is what we see taking place. I believe we have Jim on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
Wonderful. I pray that you are.
Oh, outstanding, outstanding. I've been in transportation since 1990. Have you ever heard of the phrase JIT, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, just-in-time transportation. No single distribution outlet or store anywhere in the United States contains more than 72 hours of product for the population in that area. And they do that for a specific reason. That's just to keep the warehouse spacing down, and it's because of the efficiency of our transportation system.
Yes.
What has happened during COVID is a lot of these drivers were considered essential. I know, because I worked through the whole thing, just like a bunch of other drivers. And basically, truck driving is not an easy job. It's backbreaking work, long hours, underappreciated, and a lot of these drivers now, having been essential workers, are just basically, look, we worked through this, now you're going to tell us to do this. And a lot of them, I can tell you, are not vaccinated and will not get vaccinated. We already have a shortage of tractor-trailer operators in the United States. It's a large number. And if those men decide they're going home or are told to go home, it falls apart completely.
Jim, you're exactly right, and perhaps you're familiar with this, and if you are, I'm going to say this out of redundancy for you, your ears, but for our listening audience, right now in the state of California, if your rig is older than a 2011, you cannot come into the state of Florida. Secondly, if you've not been vaccinated, you can't go onto the porch to do a load or unload. And thirdly, the mindset is that we're simply going to control the ports with the unions, and the unions are told, and they're jumping through the hoops for Governor Newsom, Emperor Newsom, as he should be called. And as a result of that, the truckers are just saying no. In fact, I read an article about 2-3 weeks ago where one major trucking company is offering $14,000 per week to get truck drivers because they cannot hire drivers because of what drivers put up with. Read one article where a trucker said that he was parked waiting to go in, and because he had not had a COVID vaccination, he had to go to the bathroom, and there's a toilet there in sight, but he was not allowed to leave his truck to go there by that truck stop because he did not have a vaccination, and that particular state would not allow him to even get out of his truck while he had to sit and wait for it to be unloaded, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's what we're finding today, and there are thousands of these containers that are sitting there to be unloaded, and many of them, the merchandise inside, are being totally spoiled. In fact, with Walmart, where they normally spend about $2,000 per container for it to come in and be unloaded, now it's upward of $20,000 per container to get in, to get on the docks and unloaded and transferred. This is the reason I'm thankful that Governor DeSantis is now saying, hey, we've got ports in Florida, we've got ports in Georgia, et cetera, et cetera. Loop around the bottom of America and come on in, and we'll welcome your transportation system to come in. But, Jim, you're exactly right, and I shudder at the thought of where we're going in the next 90 to 120 days with supplies on the shelves and with people being able to buy, sell, or trade or to be able to travel because of the cost.
Yeah, I would agree with that. There's also a couple of things in there that you might not be aware of. One was a law that was made for union, and it had to deal with Uber drivers, but the law extended over to owner-operators on Long Beach and Los Angeles part. Those two ports take in 40% of all Asian containers and for distribution for the entire United States. But the owner-operators are not allowed to come in. And for the Long Beach and Los Angeles ports, that tractor has to be less than 3 years old.
That's right.
Because
of
the environmental emissions restrictions.
In fact, what Newsom is wanting for all 18-wheelers and the rigs thereof to be electric vehicles and not gasoline or diesel. But, Jim, we can keep on praying, keep looking up, but we need not to sit down and be silent. We need to stand up and be heard. So the question is, should Christians and conservatives just give up or not say anything or just toss up the towel in defeat? And the answer is no. We need to keep standing. And I'm praying that our listeners will hear that today. Jim, thank you so much for your call and for your input.
Thank you, sir.
Right spot on with what you're saying. Keep looking up because our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, for the last few minutes, I want to talk about the fact that in the state of Florida, Governor DeSantis is doing something that I pray that other governors will do. Here's an article that says, DeSantis, Governor DeSantis' proclamation set special session of Florida legislature for November the 15th through the 19th. Tallahassee, Florida, Dateline, Governor Ron DeSantis on Friday signed a proclamation designating a special session of the Florida legislature. DeSantis had announced plans for a special session October the 21st in Clearwater, saying COVID-19 vaccine mandates imposed by the federal government threatened the jobs of Floridians working for the U.S. government and its contractors. DeSantis said he needs the Florida legislature to beef up the state's parents' Bill of Rights and give the state the ability to fight federal mandates, which he claims are putting thousands of people out of work and their jobs in jeopardy. Your right to earn a living should not be contingent upon COVID shots, Governor DeSantis said. We have somehow gone from 15 days to slow the spread to three jabs to keep your job. In Florida, we believe that the decision whether or not to get the COVID shot is a choice based on individual circumstances, so we're litigating against the Biden administration and will be passing legislation in the special session to protect Florida jobs and protect parents' rights when it comes to mask wearing and quarantines. The health, education, and well-being of our children and our families play a strong role in determining what kind of kids or what kids are learning and how they're to be treated at school. And the article goes on and on. But ladies and gentlemen, one of the major problems with that is we have some rhinos in Tallahassee that are refusing, do not want to pass legislation like that. In fact, it is a representative from the 32nd District, District 32, out of Miami, Anthony Sabatini, that is the only conservative congressman that's taken the stand and saying that we want this done. We are insisting that it be done. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you Anthony Sabatini's telephone number. Call him. Thank him. Encourage him to keep taking the stand and see if he can influence others to do so. That's Anthony Sabatini. 1-850-717-5032. His telephone number in Tallahassee, 1-850-717-5032. You probably will not be able to talk with him. You can talk to one of the administrative assistants and say, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking a stand with our governor to pass legislation that will prevent jobs from being taken and prevent the forced mandate of jabs, the COVID jab, for Floridians in the state of Florida. So, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things that's taking place that's good, but we need to understand that we need to take a stand with these that's doing so. While the citizens are being fired from their jobs and losing their businesses with no money to pay bills, and the Biden administration going about to basically steal the income from the workers, they are now going to give $450,000 per illegal alien coming in. We'll talk about that on another broadcast, but that's an important subject to understand. While we're paying taxes and we're being robbed of our livelihoods and jobs as a result of COVID-19, the illegals are coming in, and now Biden is wanting to give them $500,000 apiece. Ladies and gentlemen, the answer to the question is, should we just toss in the towel and give up? No, no, no. As Winston Churchill said, never, 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 never give in. And that's my position today on Let's Face the Issues. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.